Ladies and gentlemen, back to the second half of Eschen here at Sedona Red Rock High School's John Orion Memorial Stadium. Thanks for joining us here on 780 AACM, your ESPN affiliate in Northern Arizona. Sedona took a 12-7 lead into the half, and I believe they will receive the opening kickoff of the second half as the Camp Verde Cowboys will kick off. Lots of action in the late first quarter, early second quarter there in that first half. As Sedona had a couple touchdowns, Camp Verde added one of their own. Sedona missed a couple of extra points, the extra point after each of their touchdowns, which leads us where we are at 12-7, with the Cowboys set to kick off from south to north, as we see it from the press box. Sedona this year trying to build on their 6-4 record last season. They just missed the playoffs, but trying to make the playoffs for the first time in about 10 years this year in the head coaching debut of John Bradshaw, an assistant coach with the Sedona Red Rock High School football team for several years. Again, the Arizona Interscholastic Association redrew some of the lines, and Camp Verde and Sedona are no longer in the same section. But they face off still tonight, as here is the kick from Camp Verde. Derek Johnson receives it about his 15-yard line, brings it straight up the middle. He's got a big hole. He's all the way to the 40, 45, 50-yard line, past the 50-yard line for Taylor Johnson. About a 25, 30-yard return there. He puts the Sedona Scorpions in good shape as they'll start at the Camp Verde 47-yard line, 48-yard line, looks like. So a good start there from Derek Johnson on the kick return. Quarterback Dawson Barber looking for the play on the sideline. Camp Verde getting set up on the defensive side of the ball. It'll be first and 10 from the Camp Verde 47. Barber's under center. They'll send a man in motion to the left. He'll hand the ball off, and he's brought down just at the line of scrimmage. Let's see who ended up carrying the ball. And it looks like a fumble on the play. And Camp Verde comes away with a ball that looks like that might have been Miguel Salas. It is Miguel Salas with the fumble recovery, as the ball apparently came loose there in the pile. I'm not sure if that was a muffed handoff or if that was a strip by the Cowboys, but either way, they'll take over with Peyton Sarkisian again at quarterback after Trevor Heyer started the game for Camp Verde under the gun. It'll be Sarkisian in the backfield. He does not have Jason Leonard at his back, but he'll fake the handoff, take it himself to the right side. Big hole, 5, 10, 20 yards, all the way to the, looks like a 26-yard line. A big carry before he was brought down by number 26, Justice Keene, for the Scorpions. Looks like a pickup of 23 yards on the play. The quarterback run after the fake handoff by Peyton Sarkisian. So the Cowboys got deep into Sedona territory a couple of times in that second quarter, but weren't able to get it into the end zone. They've got the ball now at the 28-yard line, first and 10. Let's see what they can do. Again, Jason Leonard is not in the backfield. I'm not sure. I don't see him lined up. I'm not sure if he might have an injury issue as Sarkisian throws to the right side. Trevor Heyer can't quite make a catch as the ball hits the ground. It looks like the Cowboys have number 35, Ryan Loza, in the backfield. Again, Jason Leonard has the Cowboys' only touchdown. But not sure if he's injured. Don't see him lined up anywhere else on the field. So not sure what the case is for Jason Leonard, but the Cowboys will take over on second and 10. Faked handoff by the Cowboys and a pitch to Dakota Bruland, who is brought down at the line of scrimmage for no gain. It's going to be third down and 10 for the Cowboys after the solid Sedona defense there, with Javier Pacheco making the tackle for Scorpions. Third and 10 for the Cowboys from the Sedona 28-yard line. And looks like now Jason Leonard is back in the game. At the tailback position, Sarkisian in the gun with three receivers on his left and one on his right. He'll look to throw immediately to the left side, and the pass is complete just past the line of scrimmage, taken forward for a gain of about 5 to Chandler Crittenden. But it's not going to be enough for first down. It's going to be fourth down and about 5 yards. Let's see if the Cowboy offense will go for it here. On 4th and 5 from the Sedona 23-yard line. As the crowd tries to energize the Sedona defense. Sarkisian is back in the gun. Leonard behind him. He'll take the snap, fake the handoff to Leonard. He looks at the pass. He's got a man over the middle. It's going to be picked off. No! Almost picked off by Justice Keene. He couldn't hold on to the ball. It fell to the ground incomplete on fourth down. There is a flag on the play. Let's see what the officials are going to call. Again, it was 4th and 5 for the Cowboys. The pass was incomplete as Justice Keene almost picked it off. But let's see what the flag was. See if the Cowboys will keep possession or if the Scorpions will take the ball back. Officials still talking about it. I believe they're talking about some possible contact maybe there as the pass came in. There was one Camp Verde receiver and 3 Sedona defenders. So let's see what the officials say. Still under discussion there. As the officials are asking for a ball, they're broken their huddle now. The Sedona and Camp Verde teams are waiting to see, just like us, what the outcome is of this flag. And here comes the referee towards the sideline. A dead ball foul, personal foul on Sedona, and that's going to be an automatic first down again for the Cowboys. This was a problem in the first half. Let's see. Oh, okay. So the play stood. It was an incomplete pass. After that was the penalty, so they'll go back 15 yards. They'll start off, I believe, at 1st and 25, but the Sedona defense does hold, and the Sedona offense will take back over. Let's see where they put the chains. Looks like the ball is going to be on the Sedona 11-yard line for the Scorpions. So 90 yards ahead of them if they want to score. Sedona leads 12-7 with just under 10 minutes remaining here in the third quarter. They'll send a man in motion with Austin Barber under center, but it looks like this is going to be a false start as there appear to be some confusion there in the Sedona backfield. Flags fly on the play. It is indeed a false start for Sedona. So it's going to be 1st and 15 now from their own 6-yard line with their backs right against the goal line. Penalties have hurt both teams tonight, whether backing them up towards their own goal line or extending the play for the team, or extending the series, rather, for the other team. Dawson Barber now under center on 1st and 15 at his own 6-yard line. They'll send Johnson in motion to the right. Dawson will roll to his left, and he throws it behind his receiver. Nothing there that Javier Pacheco could do to get the ball that was behind him, but a valiant effort there. But it's going to be 2nd and 15 now for the Scorpions. Dakota Brulin lives there for the Cowboys to defend that play. As the Sedona offense looks towards the sideline for the play. 9:43 left here in the third quarter. Sedona still leading 12-7. After 2 missed PATs in the first half, or rather a missed point after attempt and a missed failed two-point conversion. Dawson Barber under center once again. They'll hand it off to number 11, Corbin Polito, but he's met in the backfield and driven back close to the goal line. He might have gone all the way back to the 2 or 1. We'll have to see where the officials mark the ball, but either way, it's going to be 3rd and long for the Scorpions, and looks like it'll just be back at the 5-yard line. As Kyle Little was there for the tackle, and Thomas Herrera for the Cowboys. So 3rd and long here for the Scorpions. Let's see what they can do at their own 5-yard line. Dawson Barber lining up under center. He's got one man in the backfield. They'll send Johnson in motion again. He'll switch directions and go back to his original spot. Barber now maybe changing play, and there might be a timeout. Yep. They were heading towards a delay of game, but the Sedona Red Rock High School coaching staff to call a timeout. So we'll take a quick break. There's 8:46 left here in the third quarter. Scorpions lead at 12-7, but they're backed up at third and long at their own 5-yard line. You're listening to Sedona Red Rock High School football here on ESPN 780 KAZM.
Sedona Red Rock High School Scorpion football is brought to you by First Choice Jeep Ventures. Whether it's Red Rock Western Jeep Tours, A Day in the West Jeep Tours, or Earth Wisdom Jeep Tours, more choices means more fun, more adventure, more value for you. Log on to redrockjeep.com, earthwisdomjeeptour.com, or adayinthewest.com.
Football here on ESPN 780 KAZM. Third and long at their own 5-yard line for the Scorpions, with Dawson Barber lining up under center and a man behind him in the backfield. They'll send a man in motion to the left. Barber will pitch it to the left side. It's Justice Keene on the left sideline. He's cutting back to the middle. He's covering a lot of ground. He's still on his feet at the 15-yard line, up to the 16. So a good gain of about 20 yards for Justice Keene on that carry. He got the pitch on the left side, made it all the way back across to the middle of the field and even to the right. And there is a Cowboy defender. It's Trevor Heyer down on the field. He'll get up, but his looks like he's favoring his ankle there. But he is up. Let's see if he's going to stay on. And he will not. They'll bring in a substitute, Bryce Wantland. Trevor Heyer was in on that tackle, but Justice Keene with the big gain, but not enough on third down and long, as the Scorpions will punt. Dakota Brulin back to receive the punt. It'll go towards the near sideline, bounce a couple of times, and he'll let it go, with Sedona downing the ball at their own 49-yard line. So 7 minutes, 46 seconds left here in the third quarter. Scorpions still hanging on to a 12-7 lead. We will have all 5 Sedona home games broadcast on the live stream on 780 KAZM, and depending on the Diamondbacks' schedule, we may have a couple over the air later in the season as we did last year. But Sedona, once again, looking to build on their 6-4 record from last season and trying to make to the playoffs this year in the first year of Coach John Bradshaw's head coaching tenure. Cowboys, on their first snap of the series, fumble the ball. Jason Leonard went down hard. He fumbled the ball, but Peyton Sarkisian was there to land on it. But Jason Leonard does not look good getting up there from that pile. Great job by the Sedona defenders to meet him in the backfield. And it's going to be a loss of about 5, as Michael Ryan and Javier Pacheco brought down Leonard on that play. And it's going to be second and 13, looks like, for the Cowboys. Sarkisian takes a snap under the center, fakes the handoff. He's under fire in the backfield, and he's brought down. Big sack there by number 74, Michael Ryan, for the Scorpions, as Sarkisian goes down, a loss of about 5 or 6 yards on second down. It'll make it third and long for the Cowboys. 3rd and 18 for the Cowboys. Just a great job by Michael Ryan as he met Sarkisian there in the backfield trying to roll out and look for a receiver. And the Sedona defense has done well so far, forcing 2 loss of yardage plays, as Sarkisian takes this pass back deep. He almost threw it. He threw it right into the line at Tim Hall. Hall couldn't bring it down, but wow. Sarkisian almost threw it right to the line in front of him, as he was about 10 yards back deep in his own backfield, and the Cowboys are going to have to punt it. Not much going for the Cowboy offense on that drive. Big, big-time defense for Sedona. Bailey Ehrlich will now receive this punt from the Cowboys. On fourth down, the snap bounces. He's going to have to run with it. And he's brought down in the backfield. A big loss. Michael Ryan again in the backfield. They bring down the punter after the bad snap. And Sedona will take over deep in Camp Verde territory. It looks like at the 30-yard line of Camp Verde. A great job by Michael Ryan. The Cowboys lost ground on every play of that series. And the Sedona defense coming up big here in the third quarter, putting their offense in position, in good position, to see if they can add to that 12-7 lead. Just over 6 minutes left here in third quarter as Sedona offense takes the ball back over. Again on the 30-yard line, Camp Verde lost ground on every play of the last drive. And Sedona will see if they can capitalize. Dawson Barber is under center with Justice Keene in the backfield. Wideout split on either side. They'll send Johnson in motion to the right. Barber will pitch it to Keene. He'll look for the right sideline, have to cut back into the middle, breaks a couple of tackles, and it looks like he gained about 3 or 4 yards on that run. And he broke as many tackles to get that yardage. Good solid run by Justice Keene. He'll set up a 2nd and 6 for Sedona at the Cowboys' 26-yard line. Sedona again trying to take advantage of the great field position their defense set up for them. As the players look over to the sideline for the call from their coaches. Crowd getting a little lively here at John Orgeen Memorial Stadium. Sedona now lined up for the snap. Dawson Barber under center with Keene in the backfield. Barber takes a snap, runs to his right towards the sideline. There was a flag down. The pass was complete. I'm not sure if it was inbounds. No, it was not. There was a flag on the play. I'm not sure if this is going to be holding on the Scorpions. It looks like it is, as that flag was thrown in the backfield as Dawson Barber was trying to get to the right sideline. The pass was complete but out of bounds, and then the holding penalty will make him do it again on 2nd down. Instead of 2nd and 6, it'll be a 2nd and 16 for the Scorpions. 5:16 left here in the third quarter. Scorpions still lead 12-7. Again, thanks for tuning in with us tonight as the Sedona Scorpions take on the Camp Verde Cowboys in their Cross Valley rivalry. The Scorpions looking for their 4th win in a row over the Cowboys. They won here last year and looking to repeat that performance this year. They've been pushed back now to the Cowboy 43-yard line, where it'll be 2nd and 23, actually. It was 10 yards from the spot of the holding, not from the original line of scrimmage, as Dawson Barber keeps the ball, takes it to his left. He can't pitch it, and 3 Cowboys there in the backfield, and he's going to lose yards on the play, as Reyes Herrero was there in on the tackle, and a couple of other Cowboys as well. But a loss for the Scorpions, and a promising start to this drive. This has gone a little backwards, as they've now got 3rd down and about 26 yards to go. They're back now at the Cowboy 46-yard line. They started this drive at the 30. And we'll see what the coaches can dial up on 3rd and long, trying to take advantage again of that great defensive series by the Scorpions Cowboys' last possession. Let's see what they can do with 3rd down here. Dawson Barber under center, Keene in the backfield. Barber, 3-step drop, throws it deep, and it's going to be out of bounds. Not really much of a chance at all there for Javier Pacheco on the far sideline. And it's going to be 4th and long for the Scorpions. We'll see what they do. They're just shy of midfield at the Camp Verde 26-yard line. But again, it is 4th down and about 28. We'll see if they bring in Derek Johnson to punt. Cowboys expecting a punt with Dakota Brulin bet to receive. And, yep, there's Johnson going back into the backfield. As a rough possession there for the Sedona offense. They'll turn back over on downs to the Cowboys. Here's the punt by Johnson. It's a good one. Brulin's going to let it bounce, and he'll take it at about his 10-yard line. He'll juke a man. He'll bring it to the 15, to the 20. He's heading to the far sideline, 26-yard line, before he's run out of bounds by number 74, Michael Ryan. And Cowboys will take over on their own 27-yard line with a return of about 16 yards from Dakota Bruland. We'll take a quick break and be back right after this. You're listening to Sedona Red Rock High School Football on 780 KZN.
Sedona Red Rock High School Scorpion Football is brought to you by First Choice Jeep Ventures. Whether it's Red Rock Western Jeep Tours, a Day in the West Jeep Tours, or Earth Wisdom Jeep Tours, more choices means more fun, more adventure, more value for you. Log on to RedRockJeep.com, EarthWisdomJeepTours.com, or ADayInTheWest.com.
Welcome back in, folks, to John Orion Memorial Stadium here in the third quarter of the Cowboys and the Scorpions. Cowboys' first play on first down after that punt is a pass to the right to Jason Leonard, but he's brought down hard by Xavier Turnbull in the backfield. Looks like the Cowboys might have lost a few yards on that play. It's going to be second and 14 now for the Cowboys, pushed back to their own 21-yard line. 3:34 left here in the third quarter as the Sedona Scorpions hanging on to a 12-7 lead. And Peyton Sarkisian for the Cowboys will line up in the backfield. He'll take the handoff, give it to Leonard. He'll move into line. He might have gotten a yard back, but not much going there for Jason Leonard and the Cowboys. Looks like we've got a player slow to get up for Sedona. It was Michael Ryan, but he's up, and it looks like he's just fine. So, after a short gain for the Cowboys, looks like it's going to be third and 15 from the 21-yard line. Cowboys have a wide receiver split out on either side. Two on the left, actually, one on the right. As Sarkisian takes a shotgun snap, fakes the handoff, goes to his right, pitches it to Dakota Brulin. He'll make a man miss at the line of scrimmage, cut back to the middle, but he's brought down at about the 25-yard line. After a short 4-yard gain, looked like Eric Johnson in there on the tackle. And maybe Tim Hall. So a short gain means it's going to be still 4th and 11 for Camp Verde as they'll go back to punt. Kevin Oath out is going to try to kick it with Bailey Ehrlich back to receive. Haven't heard his number much. He had two early interceptions on the defensive side of the ball. He is a good wide receiver, but hasn't had many opportunities today as the Sedona offense has gone mostly for the run. There's some shuffling here on the defensive line, and it looks like Camp Verde might have too many men on the field, though, so it might not matter. And it is going to be a penalty on Camp Verde. Little mix-up there on the substitutions. That'll turn it into a 4th and 16. They will still punt. With Bailey Ehrlich now standing at around the 50-yard line, the Sedona offense again being set up by the defense with good field position with a minute and a half left here in the third quarter. This time the snap is good. Ehrlich will take it at the 46. He'll make a man miss. Nope, he can't get away. He's brought down by Trevor Heyer at about the 46-yard line of Camp Verde. But there is another flag on the play. They might have run it to the kicker. Let's see what happened here. Again, the flag was back by where the ball was punted, around the 16-yard line. Ehrlich got it around the 50. I was looking at Ehrlich, not in the backfield, but the official did throw his hat. So let's see what the officials decide. They're conferencing now. We'll see if the Cowboys can keep the ball via penalty here after a 4th and 16, or whether the Scorpions will take over. Just under a minute and a half now. Scorpions still leading 12-7 over the Cowboys. Officials still in discussion, so I'm not sure what this flag's all about. As neither team has been able to get much done offensively here in the second half so far, although the defenses have both shown up strong. And it's still nothing from the officials. They're still talking about it, pointing here, there, and everywhere. And we're still waiting to see who the penalty is on, what the penalty is, and whether it will have any effect on who gets the ball. Officials now... No, still talking to each other. Looked like they might be about to talk to the Camp Verde team, but no. And it's still under discussion. All right, here we go. Looks like a personal foul on Sedona. and personal foul on Cam Verde, so those will offset. The punt will stand, and Sedona will take over. It looks like somebody threw a punch to the head on the Sedona team. No, there was also a running into the kicker. Wow, it looks like there was may have been four penalties on that play. Three penalties on the play. Thank you to John O'Brien here in the booth. And the Cowboys will get an automatic first down. So I didn't see what was happening. I was looking at Ehrlich where he was receiving the kick. There was a personal foul on Cam Verde, but two on Sedona, or a personal foul and a ring into the kicker. Or roughing the kicker, and that will be an automatic first down. Let's see where they put the chains. I'm not even sure. Cam Verde lost a lot of ground on that drive. I'm not sure where they're going to give him the ball. It is going to be first down, though, for Cam Verde, but they're going to be back at their 22. Again, we're almost at the end of the third quarter here. Just a minute 27 left. This has been lots of penalties, lots of backwards plays for the offenses. Kind of sloppy on the offensive side of the ball for each team in this quarter. And now we'll see if they'll mark off penalty, and they are. Let's see where the chain gang stops there on the far side of the field. It is going to be a Cowboy first down at their own 37-yard line. So the officials get all of their flags back to their original owners, as again, there were three penalties on that play. And Peyton Sarkisian will take over in the shotgun for the Cowboys. He'll roll to his right. He's looking downfield. He'll pass it short. It's almost picked off by Xavier Turnbull. Couldn't bring it in, but Sarkisian's hit hard as he was as he threw that ball. Again, incomplete pass. It'll be 2nd and 10 for the Cowboys. Xavier Turnbull there with a pass defense. Again, the Sedona defense has played extremely well in this quarter. The Cowboys have gone backwards more than they've gone forwards on offense here in the third quarter. And the drive extended by those penalties on the punt. It's now 2nd and 10 for the Cowboys. Sarkisian in the gun. He's got a man behind him. He's going to throw to his right. It's high over the outstretched arms of Bryce Wantland. That's an incomplete pass. It's going to be 3rd and 10 now for the Cowboys, as that was just out of the grasp of Wantland for the Cowboys. Cowboys getting the play from the sideline and lining up. They've got wideouts on either side. And it looks like they'll send another man to the left as Sarkisian's in the gun. They're going to send a man in motion from right to left. They're going to pass it off, or hand it off, rather, to number 35, Ryan Loza. And he's only going to pick up about 3 yards. And it's going to be 4th and 7 for the Cowboys after a short gain there on third down. Haven't seen much of Jason Leonard in this second half. He has been hit hard a couple of times, but he did account for a lot of their offense, the Cowboys' offense, and their lone score in the first half. But the Cowboys are going to have to punt it away, with Bailey Ehrlich back to receive and Kevin Oath out in the backfield. Let's see if the Sedona offense can get anything done after both offenses have struggled here. No flags here, so that's a good sign for everybody. That punt's going to go out of bounds at the 44-yard line for the Scorpions, and they will take over there when we come back. You're listening to ESPN 780 KACM. Welcome back in Sedona Red Rock High School Scorpion football here on 780 KACN for ESPN affiliate. The Scorpions taking over here at the fourth quarter with Dawson Barr throwing deep down the sideline, but it's out of the reach of Bailey Ehrlich. It'll be 3rd and 9. There was a play run before the end of the quarter on this drive. It'll be 3rd and 9 for the Scorpions. They're at their own 45-yard line. Again, both defenses shown, and the offenses struggled in the third quarter. But Sedona still got the 12-7 lead here in the fourth. They're trying to get their offense back on track here. At Dawson Barber lines up under center. He's got a man behind him. They'll send Johnson in motion and pitch it to him on the right side. He'll cut back to the middle, but he's met right at the line of scrimmage as the Cowboys line was right there to get him, and he'll actually lose a couple yards on that play. So it's back to fourth down now and 10 yards for the Scorpions. Let's see if they'll go for it or elect a punt. Dawson Barber looking towards the sideline, see what the coaches want to do. Again, this is the inaugural game for John Bradshaw as head coach of the Scorpions after several years as an assistant, and Chasm's own Mike Tabak serving as an assistant as well for the Scorpions. Johnson is back to punt with Dakota Bruland back to receive for the Cowboys. Bruland will let it bounce at the 30-yard line, and it's downed there by the Scorpions, number 22, Javier Pacheco. At the 31-yard line, let's see, they'll mark it back behind the 30 at the 29 with 11 minutes square to go in the game. Sedona offense not able to get much done on that drive. Camp Verde's offense has struggled, I should say, in the third quarter. And they'll huddle up now. We haven't seen that a lot from them tonight. Let's see if that can make a difference in their offensive effectiveness. They break the huddle now and head towards the line as the Sedona defenders get set. Looks like Peyton Sarkisian is going to be in the gun with Jason Leonard back in the game behind him. He'll take the snap, roll to his right, fake the throw, keep the ball. He's got all sorts of pressure and he's finally brought down in the backfield. It looked like Jordan Pacheco and Michael Ryan in to make that tackle as the Cowboys lose 3 or 4 yards on that one. It's going to be second at 13 for the Cowboys as Peyton Sarkisian kept the ball, tried to find a hole, but was unsuccessful. Ball placed at the 26-yard line of Camp Verde. Sarkisian will go back in the gun with an empty backfield, the first time we've seen this tonight. A few receivers up at the line of scrimmage. They'll pass short to Jason Leonard. He gets a few yards, and then he's hit hard by Derek Johnson. And just a gain of, it looks like, 1 or 2 yards for the Cowboys on the pass completion. They'll mark the ball at the 31. So it is going to be 3rd down and 8 for the Cowboys. Under 10 minutes left in the game. As the Cowboy quarterback, Peyton Sarkisian, lines up once again in the backfield. In the shotgun, they'll send a man in motion. Sarkisian will roll to his left. He's under big pressure and brought down. It's a big sack by Michael Ryan. Loss of about 8 yards on the play as Sarkisian was looking to throw it on 3rd down. But Michael Ryan brought him down for a big loss. It's going to be 4th and long for the Cowboys. Michael Ryan with great pressure there on the quarterback, and Cowboys will send in the punt team with Bailey Ehrlich back to receive this punt once again, standing at about his own 41 to 42-yard line. Kevin Othout waiting for the snap. Here it comes, and it's a good one. The kick is away, and it's pretty good as well. Hits it about the 42 and goes out of bounds. They're going to mark it at the 41. Where the Sedona offense will take back over. Thank you for tuning in to Sedona Red Rock High School Scorpion Football here on ESPN 780 KAZM. I'm Josh Freeman, filling in for Mike Tabak this year as he helps out with the Sedona Red Rock High football team, flying solo tonight. As the Scorpions hang on to a 12-7 lead with now 8:44. Left in the game. They're looking to add another score as Camp Verde tries to make up the difference. Let's see what the Sedona offense can do on this drive. Dawson's under center now. They'll send Johnson in motion to the left, and they'll hand it off to, let's see, Johnson did end up with the ball as they ran the option there. He'll pick up a couple of yards. Dive to the 43-yard line. 2nd down and 8 now for the Scorpions at their own 43-yard line. Trying to get their offense back in sync. They moved the ball pretty well in the first half as they had those 2 touchdowns weren't able to convert an extra point on either one, but trying to add to their lead now. As here comes the snap. It's a handoff to Johnson in the backfield, but he's met right at the line by, looks like it was number 71 for the Cowboys. Not sure if that was Michael Martin or Ryan Miller. I've got two 71s on my roster here. But either way, he's stopped for no gain. And will now be third down and 8 for the Scorpions. Dawson Barber's going to line up once again. Under center with Justice Keene in the backfield. Wide receivers on either side. They'll send Johnson in motion, and it might be a false start there. Oh, that's too bad. A beautiful catch by Bailey Ehrlich, one-handed, takes it to the end zone, but it was well after the play was called dead. I think the defender kind of gave up on that play, but either way, a fantastic catch by Bailey Ehrlich. It's a shame it's not going to count, as the officials did blow it dead for a false start on the Scorpions. They had a couple guys in motion, and that's one too many. A beautiful play by Bailey Ehrlich nonetheless. He had those two huge interceptions in the first quarter on the Cowboys on two drives in a row for the Scorpions. And now the officials explaining the call to Coach John Bradshaw for the Scorpions. But it is going to be third down now and 13, I believe, for the Scorpions. As another kind of slow series here for the Scorpion offense. They do have the 12-7 lead with now under 7.5 minutes left here in the final quarter. Well, and now they're marking the ball at 3rd and 8 again. I'm not sure what's happening here. But the official picks up the flag, and Scorpions will have it at 3rd and 8. After that illegal motion, Dawson Barber will take it from the shotgun this time as they'll send Johnson in motion to the left. And they'll pass it to the left. That was Corbin Pulido. But he couldn't hang on to the ball as it falls incomplete. And it'll be fourth down now for the Scorpions. Again, they haven't been able to get much going offensively here in the second quarter. The second half, although the defense has shown. But it will be Derek Johnson back to punt as Dakota Brulin's back to receive for the Cowboys. He'll stand around his own 25-yard line. And here comes the snap. It's a good one. Johnson easily gets the punt away. Brulin's going to actually catch this one and try to return it, but he's met right at the site. Trying to see the number there. Looks like Bailey Ehrlich there. And there was a flag. This might be a late hit or unsportsmanlike conduct. Came after the play. We'll see who this is on. Again, Dakota Brulin caught the ball for the Cowboys at the 29-yard line. But there was a flag after the play was finished. This is a rivalry game. Things can get chippy every once in a while. And there have been quite a few penalties after the play so far tonight. We'll see who this one's on. Referee maybe talking with a line judge. I'm not sure what the confusion is. They're still trying to figure it out, and now the officials are going to huddle to make sure they get this call right. .658 here in the fourth quarter. Scorpions hanging on to a 12-7 lead in the first game of the season. Thank you again for joining us here on 780 KAZM. And now here comes the referee for the call. It is a personal foul, and it is on Camp Verde. So after the punt was received at the 29-yard line, they'll march it back another 15 yards. They'll be inside their own 15 as they take over with just under 7 minutes left here in the fourth quarter. Again, we have seen a lot of penalties tonight. I think that might be the fifth or sixth personal foul that we've seen. We had two on one play. We've had offsetting personal fouls actually a couple of times, so that count might actually be up as high as 8 or 9 in this rivalry game between the Cowboys and the Scorpions. Looks like the officials have got things set up now. as the Cowboys will be at their own 13 with their backs to the goal line, and Peyton Sarkisian in the shotgun. He'll take the snap. He'll look to throw to his right. He will throw it to Trevor Heyer, who makes a great one-handed catch, but he had to go back to get the ball. They didn't gain any yards on that play, as it looks like he was brought down by Corbin Polito, and Xander Russell may have been there on the tackle as well. Looks like they will give him a yard, so it'll be 2nd and 9 now for Camp Verde. 6.5 minutes left now as the Cowboys are running out of time. But we'll see what they do with Sarkisian now under center. Leonard in the backfield. Sarkisian from the gun. He'll shuffle to his right. Man's not there. He'll go to his left. He'll cut through the middle. He's got a big hole in the middle of the field. He takes a hit, stays on his feet to the 30-yard line, where he was finally brought down by Javier Pacheco. But a big gain of about 15 yards for Peyton Sarkisian on quarterback keep. And the Cowboys will take over 1st and 10 from the 29-yard line. Again, just 6 minutes left now here in the final quarter. Cowboys trying to make up the difference as they are down 12-7. Haven't scored since early in the second quarter. Sarkisian now in the shotgun. He'll take the snap and try to run it himself. He's not going to have much room there, as the Sedona defensive line was in there to break things up pretty quickly with Tim Hall making the tackle, and it looks like he lost a yard. So it'll be 2nd and 11 for Camp Verde with now 5.5 minutes left in the game as the clock continues to run. Of course, we know anything can happen in football, as Sedona saw on senior night last year when they had that really terrific come from behind victory with just 40 seconds left. Let's see if their defense can hold up and keep that from happening tonight. Sarkisian takes the snap, breaks a couple of tackles. He's going to run it himself. He's on the right sideline. He got the first down to the 45, to the 50-yard line, but let's see where he went out of bounds. It was at the 46, but another big run by quarterback Peyton Sarkisian for the Cowboys gains them another first down. He's been all their offense, basically, in this half. They may have had negative offensive yards in the first quarter, the third quarter, first part of the second half. But a couple of big first down runs for Peyton Sarkisian here in the fourth. Just under 5 minutes now left in the game. Sarkisian in the shotgun once again with Jason Leonard to his left. Quarterbacks on either side. Leonard will keep it. He'll pitch it to Leonard. He got 5 yards. He got 6, 7, 10, 15, 20. He's at the Sedona 30-yard line. 25, 20, 15. Touchdown, Jason Leonard. I don't see any flags on the play. And Camp Verde takes the lead back with 4 minutes and 41 seconds left. A big run by Jason Leonard. He takes it 54 yards on the pitch. We didn't see much of Leonard in the third quarter, as I'm not sure if he was injured. He took a couple of hard hits, and they had Loza in the backfield, but he has returned big here in the fourth quarter. No flags on the play. Touchdown, Camp Verde. They lead 13-12 with the PAT pending. So the Sedona offense has got their work cut out for them, as they will trail with just over 4.5 minutes left in the game. Let's see if they've got another miracle comeback in them. As the Cowboys attempt the PAT, the kick is up, and it's no good. So it's just a one-point lead for the Cowboys. Any score will do it for the Sedona Red Rock High School Scorpions. Let's see if they can get it done. You're listening to Scorpion Football here on ESPN 780 AM.
Sedona Red Rock High School Scorpion Football is brought to you by First Choice Jeep Ventures. Whether it's Red Rock Western Jeep Tours, A Day in the West Jeep Tours, or Earth Wisdom Jeep Tours, more choices means more fun, more adventure, more value for you. Log on to RedRockJeep.com, EarthWisdomJeepTours.com, or adayinthewest.com.
Mike and Rob get real on Sports Talk.
Is it inappropriate? Sure. But you know what, folks? 90% of the time, men are inappropriate. Okay?
Absolutely.
And if it's the other 10% of the time, it's because women are around. Okay?
True,
the only time Rob and I are, like, appropriate, mildly appropriate, is when these microphones are on. Otherwise, we are wildly inappropriate.
Yeah, we are.
Okay?
That's Sports Talk weekdays on KAZM.
Welcome back into Sedona Red Rock High School Scorpion football. You're on 780 KAZM. Camp Verde kicking off now after they took the lead 13-12. The kickoff's low, but it's going to split the receivers and go all the way through the end zone for a touchback. Sedona will take over on their own 20-yard line. Again, there was a slow third quarter as the defenses far outperformed the offense on both sides, or for both teams, rather. But the Cowboys broke it open in the fourth quarter with a 54-yard touchdown run by Jason Leonard. And things have gotten tense here with just 4:41 left in this game. As I was saying on that last drive, Sedona did have a huge fourth quarter comeback against Lee Williams last year on senior night, where Bailey Ehrlich caught a touchdown after the Sedona got the ball down 40 seconds, went the length of the field, and scored. They've got more time than that, 4 minutes and 41 seconds. We'll see what they can put together. The Cambridge Cowboys did call a timeout after that kickoff, so the teams are at their sidelines, with Sedona preparing to take over on their 20-yard line and trying to reinvigorate their offense, which has struggled here in the second half. They did score twice in the first half, missed a PAT, then a failed two-point conversion left them with 12 points. Camp Verde missed a PAT on their touchdown just now, so they lead just by a single point, 13-12, in this defensive affair. Both teams now return to the field, with Dawson Barber lining up under center. Looks like he's got Justice Keene in the backfield, receivers on either side. Johnson goes in motion to the right. They'll pitch it to him, and he's going to pass it. This is Gatriche to Ehrlich on the right side. He makes the catch at the 45-yard line. He stays on his feet, but the officials say he went out of bounds at the Camp Verde 38. I mentioned earlier we haven't heard a lot from Bailey Ehrlich on offense tonight, but boy, did he make up for it in a big way on that play. 42 yards on the reception. Derek Johnson got the pitch from Dawson Barber. Passed it to Ehrlich on the right sideline. He beat his man, wasn't able to stay in bounds, but the Sedona Scorpions are in business now on the Camp Verde side of the field at the 38-yard line. Just a terrific play by the Scorpions there. Barber will now line up again under center with Keene in the backfield, receivers on either side. They'll hand it off to Keene. He'll make a man miss at the line of scrimmage, finds a big hole. He's going to pick up 9 or 10 yards. Justice Keene with the big run inside the 30-yard line now for the Scorpions. He gets all the way to the 29, where it's going to be 2nd and 1 now for the Scorpions, as their offense, after a really lackluster performance in the third quarter and the first half of the fourth quarter, have really turned it up here in the fourth quarter when it matters most. 4 minutes left now in the game. Camp Verde clinging to a 13-12 lead, but the Scorpions threatening at the Cowboy 29-yard line. Scorpions looking for the play from the sideline. They've got it, and they're setting up now at line of scrimmage, as they're trying to make up the one-point difference here and take the lead back from Camp Verde with almost 3.5 minutes left, and we've got a flag before the snap, and it's going to be a delay of game. Scorpions took a little too long to get that play in from the sideline and to the players. They couldn't set up in time, and it's a delay of game. They'll lose 5 yards, so 2nd and 1 becomes 2nd and 6 now at the Cowboy 34-yard line. Whistles signal the play ready to go now as the ball is set. And let's see what the Scorpions can do on 2nd down and 6 with 3.5 minutes left in the game. Dawson Barber under center. Johnson goes in motion. They'll pitch it to him, and he'll keep it this time. He fakes the throw. He's brought down right about the line of scrimmage. Might have picked up a yard or two. Let's see where the officials spot the ball. Derek Johnson on the carry. was a short one, a gain of one or two. And it is going to be third down and short for Sedona, as he did make it up to the 32-yard line. So now it's third and four for the Scorpions. Nope, they took the yard back. Excuse me, took the placed the ball back another yard. So third and four for Sedona. Johnson goes in motion against to the right. Here's the snap and the handoff to Justice Keene out of the backfield. It looks like he got the first down with a gain of about five on third and four. So the Sedona offense keeps it alive with 3 minutes. And it is a first down for the Sedona Scorpions. Clock stopped to place ball. It starts once again under 3 minutes here in the final quarter. Camp Verde versus Sedona. Camp Verde clinging to a 13-12 lead. The Scorpions trying to erase that lead with either a touchdown or a field goal. Dawson Barber under center. He'll take the snap, fake the handoff, throws it to Ehrlich, but it's too high. Crowd wants a pass interference, but no flags on the play. That ball was about a foot over the outstretched hand of Ailey Ehrlich as he was cutting towards the middle of the field. So it's going to be second and 10 now for the Scorpions. The clock stops on the incomplete pass at 2:38 here in the fourth quarter. The call coming in from the sideline. Each team trying to start out their 2015 season with a win. Sedona finished 6-4 last year. They're trying to build on that and get to the playoffs this year. Here's the snap. Barber's going to pitch it on the left to King. A great block in the backfield. He picks up a few yards to about the 19-yard line, maybe the 18. So a gain of about 5 on 2nd and 10. Dakota Brulin, number 24, the safety for the Cowboys on the tackle. But it's another few yards closer to that end zone for the Scorpions. It's going to be 3rd and 2. Let's see if they can keep it going in this short yardage situation. Camp Verde Cowboys went 3-7 last year, and all 7 of those losses came all at once in one streak in the middle of the season, as they were bookended by wins at the beginning and end. They're trying to rebound this year. Barber's under center. He takes a snap. He's going to hand it off to Johnson. He's going to break a tackle at the line of scrimmage. Let's see if he got the first down. It looks like he did. Let's see where it's placed. And the official signals first down for the Scorpions. He got the ball down to the 15-yard line. And it's another first down. The Scorpions have 2 minutes and 20 seconds to score here. And the clock is running after that was a running play for Justice Keene. To the 15-yard line. Scorpions trying to punch it in here with 2 minutes left in the game. 13-12 is the lead for the Cowboys. Dawson Barber under center. Keene behind him. They'll send Johnson motion to the right, and we've got whistles. The play is blown dead, and that usually means a false start. So this 1st and 10 is going to turn in, nope, another delayed game penalty on the Scorpions, as they've had some trouble getting that ball off in time. 1st and 10 turns into 1st and 15 at the 20-yard line. Clock does stop, though, on the penalty at 1:51. Scorpions trying to retake lead from the Cowboys after they got a 54-yard touchdown run from Jason Leonard. Dawson Barber under center. He'll take a snap, hand it off to Derek Johnson. He'll go through the line, maybe pick up a couple yards. Looks like he got about 4 yards back to the 16-yard line on the carry. Several Cowboys in there on the tackle, and we've got a helmet there on the ground. A couple of players' helmets came off. I believe the rules say they do need to come out of the game if that is the case. So 2nd down now and 12 after they'll say it was a gain of 3 by Derek Johnson. Clock starts again. Just over 1.5 minutes left here in the game. Scorpions trying to get it into the end zone with time running out. Dawson Barber takes a snap. They'll pitch it on the left. That's Justice Keene. He'll take it all the way inside the 5-yard line. Looks like a pickup of about 12 yards for Justice Keene as he took the pitch around the left side. And the Scorpions are in business on about, let's see where they placed the ball. The official standing at the 5. Keene went down at the 2, but I'm not sure if he stepped out of bounds before he got there. So he did get to the 5-yard line, which was good enough for the first down. So it'll be first and goal from the 5 with a minute and 21 seconds left. Red Rock trying to take the lead over the Camp Verde Cowboys. Barber under center. And we've got a flag before anything can happen. And it might be a penalty on Camp Verde, which might make this a half the distance to the goal situation. And it is offsides on Camp Verde. So it'll be 2 yards and a minute 21 for the Sedona Scorpions to retake the lead in this Valley rivalry game over the Camp Verde Cowboys. Let's see if they can get it done as they are set with first and goal now from the 2. Dawson Barber under center. Johnson goes in motion to the right. They'll hand it to him. He's going up the middle. Let's see if he made it in. Touchdown, Scorpions! Derek Johnson with a 2-yard run. They retake the lead. It's 18-13 with a minute and 16 seconds left. I don't see any flags on the play, which has been a problem tonight several times, but it is an 18-13 lead for Sedona. As let's see if they go for the extra point to go up 6, or maybe try for 2 to go up 7. It looks like Dawson Barber is staying in at quarterback, so it looks like the Scorpions will go for the 2-point conversion. That'll put them up by 7 if they make it. If not, just a 5-point lead as they lead now 18-13. Here's a snap. It's handoff to Johnson again. And let's see if he made it. And he did. 2-point conversion for the Scorpions makes it 20-13. They take a touchdown lead over the Cowboys with a minute 16 remaining in the game. Just a great drive by the Sedona offense. They were really anemic in the whole second half up to this drive. They started on their own 20-yard line, which I believe was their second worst field position tonight, but they drove the ball smartly down the field, scored to take the lead, and now they are up 20-13. The Camp Verde offense will try to answer back after they just barely came to life the drive before on the 54-yard touchdown run by Jason Leonard. But other than that drive, the Sedona defense has been strong in this second half. Let's see if they can keep it up here for the last minute and 16 seconds of regulation. We remind you that Sedona Red Rock High School Scorpion Football is brought to you by First Choice Venture Jeep Tours, A Day in the West Jeep Tours, and Earth Wisdom Jeep Tours. More choices means more value for you. Thank you again for joining us. As we've got a tense one, it was a bit slow in the third quarter, but things have really picked up. You can feel it in the crowd. The Sedona crowd finally has reason to come alive here in the second half as the Camp Verde fans hope that their team can come through with a minute 16 left. Team's getting set now for the kickoff with Dakota Brulin and Bryce Wantland back to receive for the Cowboys. Here's the kick, and it's going to be, they're going to try another onside kick, but it only goes about 7 yards. The Cowboys will take over again on the 46-yard line of Sedona. So their offense is in good shape, but the Sedona defense has been tough. Let's see if they can get it done tonight on this drive. Minute 16 left. We'll take a quick break and be back right after this.
Sedona Red Rock High School Scorpion Football is brought to you by First Choice Jeep Ventures. Whether it's Red Rock Western Jeep Tours, A Day in the West Jeep Tours, or Earth Wisdom Jeep Tours, more choices means more fun, more adventure, more value for you. Log on to RedRockJeep.com, EarthWisdomJeepTours.com, or ADayInTheWest.com.
Welcome back to Sedona Red Rock High School Football. Camp Verde has the ball now. As the, sorry about that. There was a flag on the play. It looked like it might have been holding based on where and when the flag was thrown. Sarkisian had rolled out to his right, threw it towards the sideline. It was tipped a couple of times and almost intercepted before falling to the ground. But it will be a holding call on the Cowboys. They started out on the 47. And now they'll be pushed back to their own 40, 342-yard line. But they will repeat first down. And we'll see. I believe that it's 10 yards from the spot of the foul. So let's see where they mark this off. The officials just got the ball. It will be first down again. And they'll take it back to the 44-yard line of Camp Verde. It'll be first and 20 for the Cowboys, as they've got just a minute and 7 seconds left to try to take this lead back. Sarkisian will take the snap, keep it himself, and brought down. It's stripped. It looks like a ball was stripped by number 78, Tim Hall, and it's going to be Sedona football. Huge play. Two men in the backfield were bringing Sarkisian down, and Tim Hall came away with the football. It is Sedona ball on the 42-yard line. They've got just a minute left before they take this one away from the Cowboys, just like Tim Hall stripped that ball away from Peyton Sarkisian. I said it before, the Sedona defense has been huge in the second half, and they just came up big when it counted the most. They've just got to run a minute off the clock, as they have a 20-13 lead here at the end of the game. Tough break for Camp Verde, as Peyton Sarkisian was on his way down when that ball was stripped, but just a fantastic play by Tim Hall to strip that one away. Scorpions are in victory formation, so Barber is going to look to take a knee. We'll see how many timeouts Camp Verde has left. I'm not sure. I know they've taken at least one in this half. So there's the snap and the knee by Dawson Barber. And no time went off the clock. It's kind of a tricky. He says take 1 second off the clock. So it'll be 59 seconds left. And crowd getting a little upset here. The officials have now called, the Cowboys have now called a timeout with 59 seconds left. I'm hearing that the Cowboys do have two timeouts left, so that will take this to fourth down, I believe. It'll be second and 10 as Dawson Barber took a knee there. So things are almost over, but when the other team's got three timeouts, it's hard to run out the clock very much. So we'll see what happens here. As Sedona is nursing a 20-13 lead with the ball on Cowboys' side of the field. The teams come back onto the field after that timeout. And it will be second down for the Scorpions. The clock's counting down now for the timeout as the Scorpions are looking to take over the ball on second down, and technically second and 11 as they took a knee on first down. 59 seconds left in the game. Ball is set and ready to go. Here's the snap. The clock runs. The knee is taken. And another timeout by Camp Verde with 56 seconds left. They've got just one left. It'll be third down and, 11 or 12, depending on how deep Dawson Barber is when he takes that knee. So this last minute is going to take several minutes as Camp Verde uses up their timeouts, tries to keep themselves in the game, maybe give themselves a chance for a late play or two. Scorpions lead it 20-13 with a late touchdown with about just over a minute left, and then a big strip by the big number 78, Tim Hall, to get the Scorpions back as the Cowboys were trying to get it down the field. Scorpions now returning to the field. Cowboys break their huddle. This will be third down. Again, there's 56 seconds left. I believe the Cowboys do have one more timeout left, so they can stop the clock one more time after Scorpions take a knee. And they'll set up in the victory formation with Bailey Ehrlich split out wide to the sideline, and Justice Keene deep in the backfield just to make sure nothing bad happens. Dawson Barber's under center. Two men behind him. He'll take the snap, take the knee. The clock runs. Let's see. Maybe Camberdy doesn't have another timeout. I don't see the official signaling anything. 47 seconds left. The Scorpions will have to snap this one more time. It is fourth down, I believe. It's technically fourth and 12th as they've taken knees each play on this series. Clock runs down to 19 seconds. They might just take a delay of game penalty. Nope, they'll take a timeout with 16 seconds left on the clock. So after a third quarter in which both teams struggled to get anything done on offense, they both came alive with touchdowns in the fourth. Camp Verde missed their extra point after a 54-yard touchdown run by Jason Leonard. And the Scorpions answered back on the very next drive with a Derek Johnson 2-yard touchdown run and a 2-point conversion to put the Scorpions up by 7 points, 20-13. There are 16 seconds left on the clock. It's fourth down for the Scorpions when they come out of this timeout. They will have to snap it one more time and run a play, so Camberdy might have time for just one play afterwards. So it'll be exciting. Rivalry games are often tense, often close. Sedona did beat Camp Verde 28-6 last year. And if they do indeed hold on, this will be their fourth straight win over the Cowboys in this Verde Valley rivalry. Again, the two teams are no longer in the same section. Sedona is now in the same section as Great Hills Academy, who they were with last year as well, but also now Pinon, Tuba C, Monument Valley, and Hopi High School, who are all new to the section, Section 7. And Sedona's looking to start the season with a smile and a win in their first game. Here is the snap. They're going to pitch it to Derek Johnson. He's going to throw it deep down Ehrlich down the right side, and he drops it with 9 seconds left. So the Cowboys will take back over with 9 seconds. That'll be enough time to run at least one play, maybe two, and they will take over on their own 43-yard line. So just a couple seconds of drama left in this one as we wait to see what will happen on the final play or two of this game. Again, that was a pitch to Derek Johnson, who then threw it deep down the right sideline to Bailey Ehrlich. That was a play good for 42 yards earlier in this quarter that led to the Sedona touchdown. But he came up empty there. Both teams back on the field now with 9 seconds left. Peyton Sarkisian, no, it's Trevor Heyer back in at quarterback for the Cowboys. He's in the shotgun. He's got four receivers, two on either side. One man goes in motion right to left. Heyer takes a few steps, drop. He'll loft it to the middle of the field. It's going to be picked off by Derek Johnson. He scores the game-winning touchdown, and now he makes the game-sealing interception as the clock runs out. Sedona wins it 20-13 in the first game of the 2015 season. We'll be back to wrap it up for you right after this here on 780 KAZM. You're listening to Red Rock Scorpion Football. Wrapping it up here at John Ordy Memorial Stadium, Sedona Red Rock High School. Thanks for tuning in on 780 PM KAZM. A big 20-13 win for the Scorpions over their Cross Valley rivals. They start off season 1-0 under new coach John Fresh. We'd like to thank you for joining us tonight. I'm Josh Freeman. The Scorpion offense came alive when it counted, and the defense came up big all night long, leading them to a 20-13 win over the Camp Verde Cowboys. You've been listening to Sedona Red Rock High School Football on ESPN 780 KAZM.